Welcome back to Sports Day. We're here for Red Energy in Wilson Homes. Frank Panisi joins us on the line, Jared, in just a couple of seconds, as he does every week. And since you left, you put the moz on the Fremantle Dockers. They can't get near it. You've also put the moz on Frank Storm. They've suffered back-to-back losses. The good news is, well, they're beaten, well beaten 36-6 against North Queensland in Townsville. The good news is they still remained in second place on the ladder.
Well, I was up there and the monkey started chirping late on the weekend, and it was all about the Melbourne Storm. But wiser heads are telling me that six regular starters weren't there. A bit of a lack of cohesion in attack. Yeah. And it was probably a couple of losses that, they needed to reset. Let's find out, though, what the Godfather thinks. Frank, welcome to you.
Hey, Jared, welcome back.
Thank you very much. The beauty about having a win, Frank, is you always remember how bad a loss is. And the beauty about having a loss is that it reminds you that you've got to work harder to have a win.
Yeah, look, it was two things. I mean, we always talk about performances and then results. And obviously, when you ever lose, you're disappointed. But I think what's disappointed us most the last 2 weeks, especially on Saturday night, was our performance. It was below par. And yeah, you could find plenty of excuses why we're not at our best at the moment. You know, you've mentioned a few injuries and a bit of illness in the camp last week with the flu. But I think they're just excuses that we always talk about the next man up and a bit of resilience. And oh, we didn't show any of that on Saturday night.
Harder to show resilience when you've got a lot of senior players missing though, Frank.
Yeah, look, in terms of trying to win games, it certainly makes it more challenging, Sam. There's no doubt about that. Especially, we've played two really good teams in the last 2 weeks. They are the best two teams over the last few weeks in Penrith and the Cowboys, who surprised everyone this week. But it was, as I said, the performance let us down. We're far more competitive than that. And over the years, when we've had a lot of players out, like we've had the last 2 weeks, where we feel we've put on far more competitive performances than we have. So, well, they're disappointed. The players are, hurting, and we've at least got only 5 days to turn around on Thursday night.
Well, that's the beauty of football. Unless you're in the grand final or your last game of the year, there's always next week, and it's a short week. You've got Manly, arch rivals. They're looking to bounce back as well.
They've, no Tommy Turbo, though, Jared. It's good news for us.
That is good news. We like no Tommy. What's the focus? When do you go from getting a whack for being so poor to getting, okay, let's get stuck in?
Oh, I think we got rid of that pretty quickly. I think Craig spoke pretty hard to the boys after the game. We only had a short turnaround up there. We flew out pretty quickly after the game, which was good to get back home. And look, we reviewed the game yesterday. We've moved on. I think that's, can't worry too much about it. But I think the best part about it, as you said, Jared, we can get on the field very quickly on Thursday night against a team that we've had a fierce rivalry for a long, long time. And a team that finished in the top four last year, and high hopes this year. So it's a big game for them, but it's bigger for us.
Not only were your losses a talking point in the world of rugby league, your tackling technique again has been put under the microscope.
I think our biggest issue with our tackling last week was the lack of tackling. that was our biggest problem. So, there was a little bit of commentary up there apparently yesterday there was a couple of tackles that the Cowboys players were injured. That's rugby league, unfortunately. It's any contact game. The game is that fiercely monitored these days, both on the field with the bunker. The bunker saw nothing wrong with any either tackle. The match review committee saw nothing wrong with it the day after, and then yesterday you usually get an email with what they call concerning acts if there's anything in the game that they're worried about. We didn't even get any of those, so I just think as I said, the only issue we have with our tackling was our low effectiveness. So that's our major concern, is improve our tackling.
But it does give me an interest into the focus of Sydney, which is the Sydney media, which is the home of rugby league. And this, it's almost like a tired old byline about the tackles. Can't they come up with something a little bit more original, Frank? They were leg tackles. They were pretty standard. There was nothing in them. And yet it still makes news because someone's looking for a headline.
Yeah, it does, Jared. Probably for the first time, we haven't minded it this week, because what it's done is taken the focus of our performance. So we'll let them run with it. And so, you're right. It's got absolutely no legs whatsoever, pardon the pun, the story. But we'll let them run with it. And as I said, it takes the focus of how poorly we played last Saturday night. So on this particular occasion, we'll run with it as well.
Frank, great to have you on. Good luck Thursday night.
Thanks, Sam. Thanks, Jared.
Frank Panisi there, boss.
It's the classic football season scenario, isn't it?
What's that?
I mean, very rare you go through like last year, 18 wins in a row or whatever it turned out to be. But, you know, there's ups and there's downs. There's good months. Melbourne are going through this incredible winning run. But you look at Brisbane. They go down to Tasmania and they get beaten by the Hawks. Fremantle, on fire, lose two in a row. It's just the ebbs and the flows. The only issue is when you've got a super team in the competition like Melbourne, it takes away a little bit of the excitement of it.
Was it Greg Chappell who always used to say in a cricket match, no matter how one-sided or how comfortable a team looks, just add two quick wickets.
Yeah, I think it was Greg.
And see what happens?
Yeah.
It's sort of like that across most sports.
Absolutely.
Things can be cruising as beautifully as you like.
Yep.
Throw in two quick events that you weren't ready for.
Two quick injuries and two losses.
Yep, or two wickets.
And you're under the pump.
You're under the pump. More sports after this.